For NPR Illinois and Illinois Issues, I'm Mary Hansen. News of Toys R Us closing stores in the U.S. broke last week. That could include the 24 in Illinois. It's the latest in a string of retail chains downsizing or going out of business altogether. Other big-name retailers that have announced closures include Sears, Sam's Club, and most recently Carson's. They've left behind hundreds of workers in Illinois, and it's left some to wonder, what gives?
Here we are in a period of, you know, good economic growth, and yet stores are closing. And so that suggests that retailers like Sam's Club are rethinking how retail happens.
That's Christopher Merritt, director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University. He says the rise in online shopping means retailers are changing their business models, shuttering brick-and-mortar stores, and focusing on the web. One example is Sam's Club. The subscription wholesaler is owned by Walmart and announced in January it would close dozens of its stores nationwide, including 7 in Illinois. The superstore has promised a few of the Sam's Clubs around the country will be converted to online fulfillment centers. There hasn't been an indication of whether any of those centers would be in Illinois. The shift to e-commerce is just one factor to blame. Rob Carr is the president of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. He says many chains have overbuilt, fueled by low interest rates and private equity firms that thought retail could only expand.
So that has led to a bubble, if you will, and I think we're seeing a correction.
Carr says Illinois is part of a nationwide trend, but in a state that continues to see residents move out, it's a little worse off.
Our population is contracting. Every time somebody leaves the state, they take with them their disposable income and their sales, and they're now making those wherever they're moving to.
It's not only residents Illinois is losing. There are thousands of lost jobs, too. Last year, a little more than 2,000 people filed unemployment claims after getting laid off from a retail gig. That's down from a peak of more than 7,000 in 2009, according to numbers from the Illinois Department of Employment Security.
That's why we exist, because when that worker walks through our doors, we know that we're seeing them at their worst. We're seeing on their very worst day.
Bridget Altenberg is the CEO of the Chicago-based National ABLE Network. The nonprofit offers job training programs, resume help, and other resources to help get people back to work. But that task is getting tougher.
As the economy improves somewhat overall, the people that are getting left behind are people that need more help. They may have education, literacy, technology gaps.
That's often retail workers. The ABLE Network trains clients for other types of jobs, like in healthcare, transportation, logistics, and information technology. Alfred Tompkins spent more than a decade working for Walgreens in the Chicago suburbs before losing his assistant manager's job there. Tompkins went through an information technology training program with the National ABLE Network. He has some advice for young people working in retail now.
Don't necessarily look back and think, okay, Toys R Us closed, I'm no longer working here, now I need to find another retail. I wouldn't necessarily limit it like that. I would actually avoid that.
Retraining and a new career worked out for Tompkins. Meanwhile, on a macro scale, some more in Illinois may not be ready to pivot just as easily. Bob Bruno is a professor of labor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says Illinois is well-positioned to attract more fulfillment centers to serve e-commerce businesses and replace some of the lost retail jobs. Its location in the middle of the country, its infrastructure, and trained workforce are all advantages.
But clearly prolonged conflicts and struggles over passing a full-year budget, properly funding education, both higher education, K-12, community colleges, any continual difficulty in making those kinds of investments will slow down or will make it difficult for the state to take advantage of what are some really good fundamental.
Bruno predicts Illinois will see more closings and layoffs in the months ahead. I'm Mary Hansen.